Good evening. When someone says the word faith, what do you think of? With a show of hands, can I get some ideas?
Something you
believe in. Okay. Well, these are all correct. But there's one funny thought. No one that lives on this earth can live without faith. Even an atheist has faith in things. Things. That brings us to our next topic, faith in things. Now, this may sound a little ridiculous, but everybody on this planet has faith in things. Faith that your computer won't crash when you're in the middle of a big project. Faith that that coffee in the morning will wake you up. But it's necessary to have faith in things in our life. If we didn't have faith in things, we wouldn't get on the computer. We wouldn't drink that coffee. To exemplify this fact, how did we all get here tonight? By car. We had enough faith in the car that it would start, and we had enough faith that we would get here safely. It's a funny word, enough. Faith in things is very short term. Computers crash, coffee wears off, and cars break down. So what can we put our faith in that will never let us down? 84 years ago, our forefathers have a dream that one day, come to this gate. Mr. Govichev, open this gate. Mr. Govichev, tear down this wall. Because this is our finest hour. With the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we will gain confidence in our forces with unbounding determination. We choose to go to the moon. These are all words from great men, revered men, men we all wanted and had to put our faith in. Faith we bestowed to a Kennedy, a Reagan, a Jefferson, a King, a Lincoln, a Churchill, and so many more. Men that changed the world with their words and their actions. We rightfully put our faith in them. And look at the majesty that has become. No civil war, no mass discrimination, no nuclear holocaust, but peace and happiness live in their wake. But all of these men were just mere sinners like us. And look what happened with our faith, the greatness that became of having faith in man. But unfortunately, people, even as great as these men, have their faults and evils, whether it be corruption, lust, racism, they all eventually die and wither in the end. Faith in people eventually let us down as well. So what can we put our faith in? Something that won't break down like a car, won't corrupt like a man, or wither like all things. It may seem impossible to find such a thing on earth. Well, to tell you the truth, it is impossible to find it on earth. But what happens if people can put the same amount of faith in their computer, car, or God forbid their coffee, in something as great as, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecute the prophets who were before you. Matthew 5, 3 through 10. If our faith is bestowed in this majesty of all majesties, not only will there be peace, not only will there be happiness, but the blind will see, the lame will walk, and the sick be cured. I was at work the other day, and this young man walked in, and he was somewhere right around 20 years old, and clinging to his leg was this little boy. The little boy had dark sunglasses on and a walking stick. He was blind since birth. The brother asked me for recommendations for some shoes for the little boy. The typical wants: good quality, good support, and good price. So I went in the back, and I got a few candidates and brought them out to the man. He shuffled through the boxes, and he said, "This is the one I like." And the little boy tugged on me and said, "Let me see. See." So I bent over, and he started feeling the shoe. Then the most amazing thing happened. The boy asked me what color they were, and I said blue. And he said, "That's my favorite color." A boy that's never seen color, a boy wearing two different colored shoes, said, "That's my favorite color." This situation really tugged at my heart. And the most comforting thought was, with faith in all majesties of majesties, he will see again. As in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. But our faith isn't what I wonder about on a day-to-day basis. I have no question in my mind we have faith in him, that we all in this church have faith in him. But how does he still have faith in us? With such atrocities as one nation, one people, one leader, Adolf Hitler. Death solves all problems. No man, no problem, Joseph Stalin. To sum it all up, I must say, I regret nothing, Adolf Eichmann, Adolf Hitler's right-hand man and main architect of the Holocaust. Faith in man can have great effect on man, curing many problems here on earth. But just as possible, faith in man can bring evil and pain to the earth. Either way, faith in man is a very temporary thing. Now, these are, of course, extreme examples of humanity, good and bad. But how can majesties of perfection still love and have faith in such imperfection and sin? Now, I'm not going to stand here today and give you an eclectic speech on why God still has faith in us. To be honest, I don't know. All I do know is faith in God is forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Faith in God brought you here tonight. If anyone has a need for that faith, please come forward while we sing the song.